All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name's Eddie Greer the Third, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie. Yes, sir, the EG3 podcast, sports, running, and another important comes across this desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Yes, Thursday morning. June 4th, 2026. Thank you again so much again for tuning in to this latest episode of the show, which, by the way, I'm recording this sun coming out here in Kansas City, Missouri, a couple days away from the KC Metro Mile. This will go out today. I already recorded the Metro Mile preview, which will probably end up coming tonight. So y'all will probably get two episodes, a doubleheader day. In Kansas City, Missouri, already recorded a Metro Mile episode. That will probably come out later on tonight. So y'all probably more than likely going to get a twofer. That's usually for my other podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Athletics. Go check that out. We're kind of scaling back a little bit over there with summer and all that. But still, there's still action going on. Track and field's going to wrap us up on the K-State side of things. And that's kind of nice transition because it seems like it's been track week for everybody. I want some fun. I want to be a part of the fun. Well, we're going to get our fun. Oh, yeah. We got something for y'all on Saturday. Woo! Cannot wait. Can't wait. It can't get here fast enough. I've been saying that for a while. Cannot get here fast enough. I was pumped. Super pumped. It seems like everybody's on a track this week. So, I'm not going to spoil what I said over there on that particular episode. So, that will come out more than likely tonight there as well. I know I got a couple things going on this evening that are that need my attention. So there's that. But here on this particular episode, Denny Hamlin winning again in thrilling fashion in Nashville as the Toyota dominance continues. Let me see if I can get that up, get those results going, because I actually fell asleep. Yeah, I'm getting to the point where I'm not going to go. I'm not trying to pull a Jeff Gluck, anything like that, but man, I was exhausted. I knew, because I worked all day, pretty much all day Sunday, right? So, it's like, all right, we'll see. And then with the rain and all that, it was raining around here, rain there, it rained Nashville all weekend long, so it's like, all right, here we go. Are we going to do this or not? So, it's like, it's going to be a late one. I already knew it. And it turned out, I'm going to have to watch that finish again, because that was some finish. We see some great finishes on the NASCAR side in 2026, and this was another one. And people keep, again, I'm going to bring up this point like I've had in previous episodes. And, well, by the way, this was a NASCAR pod for a long time before going back to kind of a sports-ish format. But anyways, yeah, I know I've been talking a lot of NASCAR on here. I will talk a little bit about the finals here to wrap up this podcast here this morning. But yeah, if you're Joe Gibbs right now, you got to be smiling ear to ear right now at what you've been seeing. Because Chevy still lagging behind. Ford, they've been here and there and all that. Everybody's waiting for Chevy to come up huge. That's not happened yet. Other than a couple of Chase Elliott wins. Ryan Blaney won. I understand that. Carson Hocevar won on the Chevy side. But this here, we have seen it really from the jump. And that's thanks to, of course, Denny Hamlin's team. Of course, 23-11 there as well. But Denny Hamlin, my goodness. Jumped the start of the race. He had a pit row. He had to go through the pit row for penalty. You can't do it. You can't not do that. I was like, whoa. He got a big jump to start off. Second, what a huge crowd in Nashville. That looked like we've seen some great crowds this year. Texas, Nashville, that's just come off the top of my head right there. Nashville had a huge crowd there to see an electrifying finish between Joe Gibbs Racing Cars. Denny Hamlin comes from off of a pit road, basically penalizing himself at the very start of this race to come back and just shows the resiliency continually. And this is this back-to-back win? No, it's not. He's won two of the last three. If you want to count the All-Star race as one of them, and did I talk about the All-Star race a little bit? I have not. I have not. And that, again, I kind of had my spiel on the All-Star race format in general, and people seem in agreement with me that it should be at night. But anyways, I don't want to get off the script too much here because I'm a little bit on a schedule this morning. This is aka my Friday. Oh boy, I cannot wait until the last delivery. This was a week. That's why I'm like, hey, just get through today, get through work, and then it's on. It's on. Countdown Saturday. It's going to be here before we all know it. The EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast here, coming at you on this Thursday morning, June 4th, 2026. Kind of a live episode because this is going to go out around lunch hour, and then you're probably going to get two episodes. So stay locked. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to do that because it's going to get really exciting really fast. I'm just going to lay that out there for y'all. Because, again, I've already recorded the Metro Mile episode preview. That's going to come out next after this one. And then, yeah, it's whatever card happens at the Metro Mile. Because, no disrespect to what is it? I know it's community miles first, right? And then the middle school, we're always after the middle school people, kids. It seems like our race gets earlier and earlier, but hey, that's okay with me. What's set the tone? Let's go ahead, get it out of the way, set the tone for the other races. Whew. Man, I cannot wait to get on that track on Saturday night. But yeah, man, yeah, Toyota dominance reigns supreme in 2026. Chris Rebell, I'll be in agreement as well. Had the better car of the night. Chase Briscoe also had to come from the back of the field. And it's been made a couple weeks now. Oh yeah, and by the way, we're kind of recapping the Cracker Barrel 400 last weekend. Nashville Super Speedway, Eddie Greer here. Denny Hamlin takes home another checkered flag in thrilling fashion. We saw a couple of last lap passes. Unfortunately, Roger Carruth was passed on there. Lane Riggs there in the last lap. Denny Hamlin passes Christopher Bell on the last lap there. So we saw a lot. Roger Carruth just came up a lap short for going back to back. That was last Friday night. I know that was it? Justin Allgaier passed Brent Cruz with less than five to go. We saw a lot of late passes for the win. That's why I say you never know what's going to happen. And it translates to anything, whether that's the NBA Finals going on, NHL playoffs. I haven't paid much attention to that. Major League Baseball, track and field, anything can happen. You got to believe, you got to put yourself in that spot, in a position to do those things, right? And Denny Hamlin did just that, man. Christian Bell, another missed opportunity for him there as well, as though that is starting to really pile up for him. I feel terrible, honestly, there, because yeah, I would beat myself up as well if I were to screw up something, screw up a turn there as well. But yeah, I thought Chase Briscoe was gonna go take it three wide up the middle, but that gap. But the 2011 closed it, and I thought Briscoe was going to do outside. Chase Briscoe backed out of it there. But I think that was probably maybe not at the time. You're not really thinking in those last laps. You're kind of just going anywhere. But at that time, you don't want to be that guy that takes it everybody out, your teammates out of the picture for the win, and have somebody else sneak up there. Because I think, who was that? Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finished fourth in the Chevrolet, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. had a solid night again. We're talking about these same two. We'll get to that here in a minute, but that finish was something else. Chase Briscoe, his run last year to the chase, to the playoffs, began right at that racetrack last year. So we've been talking about him on that cut line. Now we're starting, these races are clicking off, boom, boom, boom. You better start putting up top 10, top 5 finishes. And this team, this 19 team, As if you've been following this podcast, when it was a NASCAR podcast, you ought to know. You ought to know. It's like, yeah, this team, you know, they step on their own toes. It seems like every week. We've seen it this year. Fast race cars and the results ain't there with matching the performance, right? So it's like, you know, things going to have to start lining up. And if they don't, then, you know, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be outside looking in with this back to the old format of the chase. And you already know my stance on the playoffs. It's just too many drivers. But, yeah, so we'll see. But, yeah, Chase Briscoe, yeah, he needs to continue to do what he's been doing. But I got to give another shout-out to the other syllable on this podcast, SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen. Oh, yeah, man. Shane Van Gisbergen coming off what should have been a top 10 finish at the Coke 600 with another solid performance. The road course ace, the best road courser in NASCAR. Yeah, I said, I'm going to say it. you're here to hear first on this podcast. Shane Van Gisbergen, fifth. And again, because of the rain, they start on a qualifying metric. You know, I don't have time to go all into that right now, but it resetted itself. Shane Van Gisbergen, definitely with every oval race, gaining the confidence, just like yours truly, right? Gaining that confidence, like, all right, we can race with these guys now. Shane Van Gisbergen and Ricky Stenhouse, we talked about them on the last episode of the show when we talked about NASCAR. Here we are again. Week later, talking about these same two guys, Stenhouse, fourth, Van Gisbergen, fifth, Tyler Reddick, huge hit after a checkered flag was waved there, finished sixth there. Yeah, so we went 1-2-3, Toyota sweep, podium, Hamlin 1, Bell 2, Briscoe 3, Stenhouse 4, Van Gisbergen 5, Reddick 6, Chase Elliott, a quiet 7 for him. Ryan Blaney, I mentioned him earlier in the episode. 8th, Zane. Here's another car we're talking about again. Zane Smith, back in this top 10. 9th, and Carson Hocevar in the 10th spot. There to round the top 10 at Nashville there. And we saw some hard, and we saw some, we see some big names really struggle here in the last several weeks. William Byron being one of them. Bubba Wallace continues to put himself in bad spots, unfortunately, there. Connor Zillich was another early exit. Ross Chastain, Bubba, Byron, all those guys. Keselowski was wrecked. Now, was it on purpose? No. I don't think so. I think TJ Majors, and that's, again, I can go down that avenue as well. I'm not going to go all into that right now. But yeah, that was the session there, which I didn't think that was really necessary to call that what it is there. I think Austin Dillon, I have to go back and look at it. But yeah, man, an electrifying finish, three wide at one point there. Oh, by the way, the Three Wide Podcast with EHE3, that's the other title of the show, which was the NASCAR title for this show. It's still on the iTunes, Spotify feed. So you should be able to find us. You should be able to find us there as well. But, yeah, it's becoming now, I think, I know it's a little early. It's still early to tell, but it seems like Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin, are setting the stage where it could be Denny Hamlin's going to have to go through his on employee to get that elusive championship. Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott. Who's next to them? I don't know. I would probably say they're still a little blocks away, in my opinion, right now. Because Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, they're in their own zip code right now, in my opinion. There as well. I think the next tier are these guys. Blaney, Elliott, let's see, Larson still ain't won yet. And I think he struggled in the second half of the race there as well. Christopher Bell, if he gets his act together and finishes these races, he can be up there in the mix there as well. So it's, and you're hearing, speaking of putting yourself in that position, I talked about this last night with my coach. Speaking of putting yourself in position, you got with the new standard, the chase standard, You gotta be, and I said this way earlier before the season started, I probably even say right now, you gotta be top five, no later than six, to have a shot. If you're outside that, you gotta go on a massive run. You gotta go on a Tony Stewart massive run, and that is winning games, right? So, yeah, you gotta win. You gotta go win races. I just don't believe if you're outside that you're gonna win a championship. You know, I think a championship winner is gonna come from me. Personally, it's gonna come in that top five, and I'm gonna cut it at six. Because again, this format, for those of you tuning in, it rewards consistency. Yes, and it used to be winning when you're in. Now they said, hold up, we're going to reward champion. It's going to be awarded on consistency and winning races. The combination of the two. And I don't know what's going on outside with this guy out here. We got weird people per usual. EG3 podcast continues. Yeah, but you got to be right there. You got to be right there in the mix right there. So right now, I think these two separating themselves. And summertime always has, you always have those drivers that separate themselves for a championship contender, or you're not. And Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin, yeah, Denny Hamlin's gonna have to go through his own employee to get it. Everybody's waiting for that Chevy, those Hendrick Motorsports cars, the Kyle Larson, the William, yeah, William Byron has been not in the same zip code this year. And I had him in the fantasy on Kyle Larson. And I think I had a 19 off the bench. So I benefited from that again. So, yep, 19 off the bench. So, yep. So we got another one. And I really benefited in the other fantasy. Yes, sir. So yeah, man, it's easy pickets right now. Half the playoffs or mile and a half-ish tracks there as well. So this summer. It's gonna be who's who. Who's gonna be a championship contender? Who ain't? And the 45 and 11 right now, or no? All on their own zip code. Nobody else. And as I said to my friend last week, I keep you gotta be. I'm in a good spot, very good spot. I just need to go out there and execute the plan. Which again, I'm not gonna share that right now. We'll have the postcast after the Metro Mile, that'll probably be the next episode, actually. Yeah, after the Metro Mile on Saturday night, or if I can, Saturday, Monday, whenever I get to it, it's gonna depend on what's happening. I've been very giddy, very, very giddy. That's why I said, like, everybody's running their track meets this week for the last several days. I'm gonna go out and have some fun. That's my game, baby. So, yeah, man, you can probably tell I am ready to go. I'm ready to go 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, man. But you have to put yourself in that spot. You cannot take yourself out of the game. Denny Hamlin's resiliency continues there as well. So, yeah. So, as we look at, I'm going to focus, again, for the rest of the summer, obviously, we're going to focus on the bubble, because this is getting interesting, man. This is just getting interesting here. All right. So, Shane Van Gisbergen, 12th now. I think it was like 14th. Keselowski, 13th. Briscoe, 14th. Let's see here. Bubba Wallace is 15th here. Austin Cindric, another hard hit. Another hard hit for him. And he is somehow still 16th. Now, let me see what the points are at right now. Priest. Logano's still out. He ain't that far. McDowell, Zane Smith continues. If he continues to finish the top 10, he might be in this mix for too long there as well. So, look. So, Priest, first guy out. The playoffs want to start today. Ryan Priest. And remember, Ryan Priest was penalized after Texas. So, those points are going to be critical to get back. You ain't getting those 25 back. Sorry. That's what it is. Joey Logano, that's been the surprise, if any, of the season so far. Outside looking in. But hey, he put down, where, did he fit? No, I didn't even call his name out for the top 10. He was in the top 10, back in the top 10 at one point in the Nashville race and finished outside of it. Michael McDowell had a solid run at Nashville. He was in the top 5, top 10 all night, or most of the night anyways, and he faded there as well. So it's all about, it ain't how you start. I have to remind myself that. It ain't how you start. It's just a number. It's what you do. Anything, like I said, I keep telling myself, anything can happen. You have to make things happen. You got to go out there and just do the damn thing, right? So, yeah, man, so that's where we're standing at right now. Yeah, Bo Wallace, he can't have too many of those finishes. It seems like he's been on a free fall. You can't have too many more of those finishes. You're going to be on the outside looking in, especially when you have Tyler Reddick leading the points. You're not near him. Boss Man continuing to win in somebody else's equipment there as well. You find ways to, get somebody else. I feel horrible right now for him. Hopefully he can get it turned around. He needs to get it turned around soon. luckily enough, Austin Cindric, Orion Priest, Joey Logano, Michael McDowell, they haven't, those guys haven't gone on no run, because it takes a few races to get top 10 consistency. You're right in the game. So we'll see what happens at Michigan. That's on Sunday. So there's that. So yeah, the Toyota dominance continues in NASCAR side there as well. We return on this edition of the EG3 podcast. We're going to take a quick look here at the NBA finals real quick after this timeout. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all on this Thursday, June 4th, 2026, and flipping the coin to the NBA finals, which officially started last night, and the winning streak continues for the New York Knicks. And real quick, the game. Yeah, obviously, Spurs upset Oklahoma City. So you're going to get a new champ, obviously, for the 2026 basketball season there. And the New York Knicks erased a double-digit deficit. Well, they're trailing a little bit by 13, 14. And the Knicks, as you heard this saying before, steal game one on the road in San Antonio, 105-95. Spurs had game one under control. There, the Knicks just keep chipping away. Jalen Brunson, another big game for him. He's Superman. He's super. He's been that for the Knicks. 30 more points for him. Karl Anthony Towns, what, had 18 points. He had double-double in this game. Yeah, 14-point deficit. And now, here's the other number I'm going to leave y'all with for the rest of the day and the rest of the week. Because, again, I've already, like I said a few times in this episode, I've already recorded the Metro Mile episode. That will be the next episode following this one. And y'all will more likely will get a twofer for y'all today heading in. This is quote unquote by Friday. Mike Brown. Good old Mike Brown, baby. A lot of NBA final experience, obviously, with Golden State being the assistant coach there as well. And yeah, he's got Jalen Brunson. He's an absolute dog. absolute dog. And Spurs had no answer for him. No answer for him there. The closeout, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about there. You want to and how you start, it's how you finish the damn thing. And the Knicks finish on a heater. What, an 11-0 run to end game one. So there's that. Hey, Knicks need three more consecutive wins. If they were to do that, 12, 13, 14, they would tie. Now, again, I'm not jumping the gun. Don't say, I'm just saying, the number's right there. Speaking of Golden State won 15 straight games in the 2017 postseason on their way to a title. And then San Antonio in the NBA final. And oh, by the way, this is a 1999 rematch of the NBA finals, which San Antonio won that year. If you want to take it to the Wayback Machine, 12 consecutive on their way to the 99 championship. So are you saying, Eddie, are you saying that's a theme? Whew, I don't know. I don't know. I've been in and out of the NBA postseason in general. I've been keeping more close tabs on the conference finals and whatnot. So, and with the Knicks, where they are right now, they can't lose right now. And so we're going to see, can Wembanyama and company have another answer in the postseason? So you cannot go down. And this has been like it, whether it's the World Series or anything else like that, Stanley Cup, NBA Finals, whatnot, you cannot go down 2-0. You can't. You cannot, especially how iconic Madison Square, even I know that. Come on now. So yeah, 99, the heyday of postseason in New York, especially in basketball, New York Knicks. Come on now. You're kidding. I'm just getting even more jacked up even thinking about it. I'm not a New York fan. I'm not a New York fan. If you hear me, I'm a Braves fan. I'm an ATL guy. So, and you know, some of y'all know my dislike for New York. But hey, New York, hey, they're the ones we got to talk about right now because they're going to the NBA finals. We not. So there's that. But yeah, so you cannot afford to go down 2-0. You just cannot. You just can't. Because Fish, I've been saying this too. I'm finding myself saying these phrases a lot. And maybe because the confidence is there for getting ready for my race coming up Saturday night, early Saturday night, track meet, that, hey, you smell blood in the water. And for the Knicks, you got an opportunity to put them down 2-0. And on the flip side, you cannot go down 2-0 if you're Spurs. So, do they have another run in them? We're not see. I see after that, because you had this game in control. Let's see if I can get the score, box score here real quick. You had this game in control. You jumped out to a lead. And then, Knicks took over. It was the Knicks second half. Knicks, absolutely, if you look at a net number standpoint, Knicks took over in the second half of this game. Wembanyama, 26-12. Champagne, I want to say. Click there. Julian Champagne, we're going to go with that. Double-double as well. Yeah, two of your guys going double-double, and yet you lose the game. So, and then Castillo had 17, added 17 there. He was in the starting lineup there for San Antonio. And you talk about road guys. Knicks getting help from the road, from the your outside guys. Shamit had, 13 off the bench, I'm looking at here. And then, Brunson, that sticks out. That sticks out. Nobody's had an answer for him. Yeah, Jalen Brunson just brings his lunch pail. I like that, man. He just brings his lunch pail. And do Superman right now. When it comes to that fourth quarter, you got to be the man. You want to be the man in control. You want to be that guy. Say, hey, I'm that dog. I'm going to go get you that bucket. Jalen Brunson's it right now. So I don't know when game two is. So let me see if I can pull up that. So game two. Yeah, you got to wait. Hold on a second. Okay. That's game three. Never mind. Yeah, so game two on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, huge. And then you don't play again until after the weekend's over. That's game three, Monday night in New York. So, and if I now understand, yes, being a sports guy, if I understand that right, New York, if they're not popping already, they're going to be triple popping if the Knicks go up 2-0. They're going to be already popping regardless of the situation there. So, this is a 1999 rematch of the finals there with San Antonio. I think it was five games, if I remember correctly. It wasn't no sweep. I gotta go back and confirm that. Because I know I watched that. What a start. What a postseason. And again, I mentioned it on the podcast last week that they have not lost since we beat them. The Hawks beat them in game 3 at home. So that's, Yeah, man. You got to give Mike Brown, that staff, a lot of credit. And of course, you got to give those players bringing the lunch pail every night. And yeah, man. So it's going to be tough ask for those guys and for the Spurs guys. We're going to see if they can respond after jumping out there in game one. All right, you're in control, and then you let the Knicks just rip the carpet out of your feet. So underneath your feet. So we'll see what happens there. Again, when these are, well, this will come out already in the Metro Mile. So I won't talk to y'all. Well, I'll probably end up recording again the postcast at some point Sunday after work. If I do, depending on what happens on Saturday night, well, we'll see. But it's a wait and see. We'll see what card unfolds for us in this podcast on Saturday night. Yeah, but yeah, postcast, and then obviously we'll check back in with y'all with NASCAR. Anything else goes on, we will come at you with that as well. So definitely, these next couple of episodes going to be the Metro Mile preview was fun to record, obviously, because obviously I come from a track background. So there's that. So we'll see what happens. The EG3 podcast, get it wherever you get your favorite podcast. We are free and available weekly or twice a week or whatever episodes pop up. So definitely make sure you subscribe to the Longbell every time we update your content weekly. You guys will be notified about that. Appreciate y'all again. It's been a crazy week already on the work side. Super busy, but now we made it to Thursday. Let's get through to Thursday. And hey, I've been locked in on the Metro Mile for quite a while. So like I said, Like the Knicks, I feel like I got in a better, good, really good spot. And now we just got to see what happens. And even though there was, a couple of additions somewhere there like that, the game plan has not changed. And again, I'm not sharing that game plan. So we'll talk all about that on the postcast, whatever goes down on Saturday night. Yeah, as well. But I can tell you this, I am bouncing off the walls to get on the track. That's all I'm saying. But the Knicks, Get the party started in the NBA Finals. They're up 1-0. We'll see if the Spurs can answer in game two. We'll see if anybody has a response on the NASCAR side for these Toyotas right now. It seems not. So we'll see what happens there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it across the finish line on another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the latest edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to you guys real soon. We out. Peace.